Oh, it's a chilly day at the coffee house this morning, but we are still here. It's the artist Dee and Anne-Marie. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi.
Hi. How have you been? Are you in a sugar coma?
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
How do you like that?
That is crazy.
I snuck one or two almond joy, but that was it.
Just one or two. Wow. You have self-control. What happened?
I don't know. Jury duty ruined my Halloween, so I haven't been able to get into anything.
You're still reeling from the jury duty week.
And now it's Christmas, so really it's okay.
You're good for the rest of the year.
I think I am.
Because Halloween is over. It is November 2nd.
I feel guilty.
And you feel guilty. Why do you feel guilty?
Because I should be into Halloween. It's like a really great holiday, and I just didn't embrace it.
You know, I didn't either, and I told myself this year.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I don't know if I can ever embrace anything enough. I'm one of these people. And I think you know I'm one of these people that, like, because I'll text you at, like, midnight and be like, I've been up since 4 a.m., and I've exercised, and I've done yoga and meditation, and I cleaned the house, and I did a show, and I did a website, and I've accomplished absolutely nothing today, Anne-Marie. That's how it always goes.
I get it.
There's never enough. Never enough. That's what makes a allegedly successful person.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah, because you're never done. You're never good enough. You always just keep going.
Oh, well, we figured out the meaning of life.
Because in the circles I run with, it's always whatever you're doing, it's not good enough. Double it. And then when you get there, double it again and just never fucking stop.
See, the circles I'm in, we just go, fuck it. We throw everything on the floor and walk away.
I love those circles.
Because if it didn't get done the first or second time, it ain't getting done. Do something else.
Hell with you. You bastards. Yeah. Every last one of them. But it is November 2nd, 2019, and Halloween has just ended, and Christmas has just begun.
I'm ready.
I'm so ready. And I love that it's finally becoming a thing. I've watched it mature over the last several years, but now people are openly embracing, like, it's Christmas.
You just have to give in.
Eventually, you keep getting hit.
There's still the few that are offended. Oh, we can't have Thanksgiving. It's terrible. No, man, we're gonna do this the right way.
I'm seeing all the memes now. It's just food. It's food, people. Just do Thanksgiving on the day, and the rest of it's all Christmas.
It's true.
Because it is true. There has been many years, if not decades, where there have just been no Thanksgiving decorations. Remember, we used to put up turkeys and shit.
Yeah, paper turkeys. Yes. The tail would open up or something,
right.
I guess.
Your kid comes home with his hand drawn like a turkey.
Yeah.
Right? That just doesn't happen anymore. It's bam, Christmas.
I'm really okay with it.
I am too, because we need
There's this artificial joy that comes with Christmas, and I need it.
There is. And in fact, you found written proof that decorating for Christmas early makes people happier.
Because it was in a blog, it's true.
It's true.
It's on the internet.
It's true. And it's a mommy blog at that. So
see,
of course,
moms know.
Moms know. Absolutely.
It's true in my case, because I'm just like, you know, everything sucks. I want my tree up.
Well, it is. The world is on fire. What are you going to do? Put up a tree.
Hang your ornaments. I mean, you're sick of looking at it once Christmas is done, but it's okay.
But that's good, because you should be. You should be sick of it, like really sick of it. Because I remember when we waited until December 1st, and then it wasn't enough. There's just not enough.
You're right. And then Christmas goes on till February.
Right. Yeah, and back in my day, we were saying people who decorate like the night of Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
they were too early then, but they're not anymore. I love it. But apparently, a psychoanalyst has confirmed that it relieves stress and anxiety. It brings happy feelings. Anybody who decorates early.
I believe this.
Of which I agree, because I think that we need Christmas-type holidays year-round.
Yes, especially in summer. Summer, yes, for us, right, is just a miserable time.
I know. And the people can listen back to any of our summer shows. We're never we're never happy.
We're bitching about summer all year round.
All summer long. It begins in May when I say macaroni salad and you say ew. And it doesn't end until Halloween.
Because every event is the same in summer. Exactly. Christmas is Christmas. It's nothing, yes, like it. It's like, ah. Yeah.
And that's how
I want,
I
something
feel,
with pageantry and, you know, obnoxious colors. Let's do it.
And Burgermeisters and snow.
Burgermeister, Meister Burger. Oh,
snow,
yeah.
Snow bombitables, you know, snow bombitables.
Them too.
Them too. But that's how I feel when I'm out on the highway and I come across one of these Christmas villages. You know, they're year-round Christmas. And
but how is it for you on the West Coast where it's warmer? You're not getting the festive snow that you would see, that you grew up with, or that you see now on TV.
It is a transitional process. Especially
process.
Coming from the East Coast to the West, you have to go through a bit of a couple years. It's just like acclimating to the weather. When you move here, you wear shorts in December. But after you live here, you are bundled up just like anybody else anywhere else. Even if it's 60 degrees out, it's freezing.
Right.
It has been super cold, like 29 degrees the other morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it hit us very early this year.
Wow. We're not there yet.
No, wow. Wow, that's why. Whatever is happening here, it is opposite land out there. And if whatever's happening here is bizarre, like 32 degrees in October, that must mean it's hot everywhere else still. And something has gone wonky.
I approve of this system.
But if
you're the barometer.
If you're born and raised here, though, you're just used to it because that's what they do. Like, you know, it's like Australia. And but there was a time when it was, especially the Scrooges, they love it here. They love to move here because then they're like, you people are nuts. It's not snowing. If it's not snowing, it's not time to decorate. And we don't like Christmas. But those of us who do, we can shop for Christmas anytime. We can do Christmas.
You make it work.
All the time. Just like those Christmas villages. They're open 24/7 year round. And when you go in there, you're happier. And you can buy Christmas stuff in June.
It's true. Something happens. You walk in through those doors and you're like, yay.
Suddenly you're buying Christmas gifts in May.
It's magical. I mean, in San Francisco, guess who bought ornaments?
Yes, exactly.
Me.
Of which you had to glue back together.
Yeah, son of a bitch. I had to glue them. But it worked.
But backpedaling just a moment, did we figure out what 13-year-olds dress up as for Halloween?
Just a mask. Just a little skeleton mask. Okay. Other 13-year-olds just didn't do anything.
But they still tricked and treated.
Of course. They got to get the candy. But it was a short night.
That's sad.
They're just not into it. It's also a little bit rainy, very windy here that night.
I kept hearing places canceling or postponing Halloeen, and it's like, no, you don't.
Oh, those folks had snow and whatnot, but I'd be out there.
Yeah, you can't postpone it. You cannot. It's like postponing Christmas. You just don't do it.
We postponed one year here because we had a big hurricane.
I guess you could for a hurricane.
And it was actually trees down and whatnot. We couldn't do anything.
That's fine. But if it's raining, snowing, you know, deal with it.
That's right.
And rain and snow. Did he get any good candy?
We have 15 pounds of candy because I bought some for the trick-or-treaters who did not come here. I wasn't home. Yeah. So I've got what I bought plus what he brought in, and it's just ridiculous.
No drugs?
No drugs. Someone gave my kid an apple, though.
Cheapskate.
He was just like, what the fuck? He's like, drama.
Has he ever gotten money, like coins?
Got that first year this year. He got pennies and said, what is this?
Pennies.
I'm like, that's what we used to get.
No. Oh my god. Pennies. No.
He's actually
you gotta just for inflation if you're going to do that.
I know. Bags of chips. He's like, what the hell is this? And he wants just his, you know, his favorite, the chocolate little bars. And not a lot of mini Snickers this year. After I said publicly that I like to freeze them for myself.
Yes.
I didn't see any. Suddenly, the 15 pounds that I do have.
Everybody caught on.
So they're either looking out for my weight and my health, or candy's gone to shit.
It's gone to shit.
Yeah.
I just think it's really, it's an amusing visual picturing like all these 13-year-olds going through the bag like, what the shit is this?
That's pretty much it.
Pennies, who does that? Apples.
Apples. What the hell?
At least back in our day, there was a good mix, so we couldn't complain.
I always liked the candy that no one else liked.
Mm. Me too.
Like those Mary Jane things. I don't know what the hell they were, but I'm like, oh, I'm, give me those. Like the little, I don't know what that, how do you describe that? I don't know.
I don't know. That's
peanut buttery, nougaty, taffy gone wrong.
That's pretty close. It's very close, actually. I just go back to, I go back to the cowtail, which I think we've talked about the cowtails.
Yes, the cowtails. What the hell is that?
That was like the best. That's, I think if I had to like consciously bring up a candy that nobody knows about, it'd be the cowtail. But they make them in all different flavors now. There's even like a chocolate cowtail. Yeah.
Oh.
Which is really great because, although I have to wonder if there's something psychological going on here. A long, delicious rope type substance with, filled with creamy goodness. I just realized something about my childhood. No, that's why I'm gay.
Because of that.
Oh, Mom, we figured it out finally.
I've only seen them individually, like they're sliced and individually wrapped.
Like little bite-sized tails?
Yeah, like little bite-sized things. Yeah.
Oh, no. They used to come in like a box where it was like Twizzlers. They were just sitting in this big box sticking out of it. You grab your tail.
It's like someone just kind of sliced them up. Like, oh, God.
That sounds really... That disturbs
me. When you have no
me.
Vocabulary, yes. Why don't you just go on the radio? That's me. Like, just that's how you have a successful program.
Absolutely. And there's no vocabulary whatsoever. Well, after how I just described the cowtail and then you're cutting it up into little pieces, I just don't want to talk about this anymore.
Whatever, they're delicious.
They are delicious. It's all delicious. I was also put off this year by the extra nutty cultural appropriation memes about costumes.
Oh, the annual.
Every year, my culture is not your costume.
My kid can't dress like Pocahontas. My kid can't dress like that. What is that Polynesian movie thing? Somebody, yeah, the Disney stuff. The, yeah,
Awana or something.
Yes, like, yes, Moana. Thank you.
Moana. Yes, which is just, I think it's, I mean, it's along the same lines of people saying they're not a fetish. I mean, you are, you're everybody's somebody's fetish.
And whether you like it or not, like yeah.
But to me, you know, in this advanced bubble, like fetishes are part of your attraction level. So just like that, I think it comes down to context and intention. And
oh, absolutely.
In my life, the people that get dressed up for Halloween, this is like a 6-month process, and they are embodying something that is like part of their soul. So if they're showing up dressed as a Native American, it's going to be because they like respect it and want to somehow portray the soulful something there. It's not some dumbass college kid throwing on a $20 thing from Target.
Well, that's the difference.
It is. And I think that's where we're not coming from.
We're not seeing the difference. We're just immediately calling it out on Facebook.
On Facebook.
With a meme.
And I saw someone, they posted on Facebook, old photos of them in some kind of parade, and they were dressed as a Native American. And I thought, oh my goodness, this comment,
oh, the floodgates,
the
are
comment
open.
Section could go wrong.
And did it?
It actually didn't, because it was more full of this person isn't, you know, out there. So the older people that they are in their sphere understand that it's not.
Yeah, they don't.
Know,
yeah.
You're not just dressing up like an engine. You know, those are the type of people that are the problem.
Yeah.
When it's, the engine. When they're doing the cowboys and Indians stuff. And I thought I wouldn't see it. I was actually comparing in my head, like, well, they always talk about the Indians and the Native Americans, but what about the cowboys? I mean, you're doing the same thing to them, but you don't see that. Like, don't dress as a cowboy.
Right.
But
it's
then
the same thing.
Then I saw it, though. I saw a meme with it. Cowboys and Indians, they just put them all together. Like, don't dress as either. Oh, my God. You can't dress as anything.
No, you can't. And it's a shame, because it's just about... We're just trying to fool the spirits that night, man.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
I think
give
it's
me the candy.
Yeah, it's the appreciation of the thing. It's not a making fun of the thing, but you know, it's what people see, and people see college kids doing stupid shit.
But where do you draw the line? You know, I like Moroccan lanterns, and I want to buy one. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Exactly.
What line am I crossing? I'm just admiring the beauty in this, yes, in this thing, and I can't.
That is a good point, because how about, you know, stuck up rich white people that design their entire homes as a certain culture?
Where does it stop?
Investing in all of the Chinese and the feng shui and the everything. I mean, isn't that the same? You're dressing your house in a costume that doesn't belong to you.
Right.
But
I don't
know. Folks take things too seriously. And as we say here at
the
coffee house, don't take life too seriously.
Life is too short, folks. It really is.
It really is.
Live, have fun, enjoy yourself. Try not to be an asshole.
Just try.
That's all.
Try. And our last Halloween headline here in the, it's like we have the Coffee House Gazette or something. Laying on the floor.
Lining a birdcage or something, yes.
There was a haunted house that required a 40-page waiver,
yeah,
and a physical exam. I think that's a good idea.
Apparently, this one's really, really hardcore. Like, you will bleed, you know? Like, they torture you.
Wow. Well, that's how it should be.
Really into this, and I think if you got to fill out this waiver and get this exam, and you want someone to make you bleed, go for it. That's your thing. Yes. I'm gonna go to the cheesy one with the pumpkins and crap. Yes.
That's where I'd be. Where it's well lit and there's no strobe lights, where I can't see anything. Because as our listeners, our fond listeners, should know, I cannot see in the dark whatsoever, and adding strobe lights to that makes it even worse, because then my eyes are not adjusting to anything and I can't see shit. So
I think I'm that way too, you know. I used to be able to drive at night, so those days are done.
I think getting old is part of what I don't know, amongst friends, is when you start to discuss who can drive at night.
What kind of hairs are growing off weird parts of your face? You know, all these things you confide with.
It's true. Well, I've noticed that that's probably the fourth time this week that I have talked to someone who said, well, you know, I can't drive at night anymore. So we've got to work around that. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's something if I had to do it, of course I can do it. I just it's not something I enjoy doing anymore. Oh gosh!
Well, I was having this conversation with someone who just got bifocals, and she's explaining how she's got to take them off every time she takes a photo. And I'm like, so you really can't see like anything, and you still take them off? She's like, yeah. Wow, that's.
I'd rather have two pairs of glasses.
I would too. I could not. I am not going to be a very good old person because I'm already dizzy and I see things and I'm already tripping all over the place. I don't need to have a magnifying glass on the bottom of my lenses to make me think I'm going through a fun house. Once again.
Or maybe you're into that thing.
Or maybe you are. Exactly. Apparently this fun house, it was very dangerous. People leave it by uttering the phrase, "You really don't want to do this." there's blood, there's pools of water, there's sharks. Apparently there are sharks.
You know, whatever, you know. Yeah.
But that's a good idea because they're only getting more real. I've seen a lot of them lately, the advertisements about this, the Halloween for sure, here in town was full of, you know, the most real horrifying experience. Like, no, I want a pumpkin and a scarecrow.
Well, look, obviously they're not on Twitter. Otherwise they'd be fed the horrifying experiences daily.
You don't need a haunted house. You just need
You don't need Twitter. That shit.
Just get on Twitter. On Twitter or get on Flickr. Which I
haven't been on Flickr in a long time.
I was there recently to close out my account, basically.
Wow.
Because they sold it and sold it and sold it. And now
it sold to Yahoo last I heard.
Yahoo, but now it was it's Shutterfish, Snapfish.
Oh, Snapfish. See, Shutterfly makes more sense to me than Yahoo, but whatever. Yeah. You know,
Well, and this article surfaced for me that I didn't know, of course. No one knew. Apparently, when it was owned by Yahoo, they sold the photos to a database called Megaface. And Megaface is a service that does facial recognition databases for criminals and people on
Really messed up.
It is very messed up. And the article goes all about this person who, you know, had a family in 2005. They uploaded, because that's what they do on Flickr, is all these families upload all their photos. And apparently this Megaface database is something that can track or helps companies with security services track protesters, face identification algorithms, surveil terrorists, spot problem gamblers, and spy on the public in a general basis.
Jesus. So
they got 700,000 individuals who didn't know that they were being gotten.
That's quite a high number.
And of course they're saying, well, it's anonymous. It's just used to build the recognition software or their abilities. But when you think about, when I think about the people that I know on Flickr, that was like where the transgender people went to upload all of their photos. And the cross-dressers who are totally.
It was a safe space.
It's a safe space. They're in the closet.
Not anymore.
That's where all those people who, I'd say more like cross-dressers, you know, they're in their wife's muumuu and they're being coffee tables and they're on Flickr. It was the place to go.
So
this took all the photos, So I'm just thinking about all those people right now, including myself, because I actually put more photos on Flickr than anywhere else. But, you know, I'm the artist D, so.
You're the artist D, so you're special. You're good, you know.
I'm already facially recognized. Hello, thank you. I'm kind of big. I'm big. It's just the screens that got smaller.
Oh, you're right. It's true. Oh, they're getting bigger again, though.
They are. They are.
Keep track of those phone sizes. They're getting bigger and bigger.
That's true. We went from tiny to big to large to small.
We're back to the phones as big as your head.
Big as my head. I did a YouTube video on that once, didn't I?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Oh, and I love you for remembering.
It was my favorite. Because at the phones were as big as your head. Like, it was ridiculous.
Like, look at this.
And they're going right back there again.
They are. The new, you're an iPhone person, aren't you?
I am.
So are you, you're getting the new one?
I'm broke, man. I gotta wait for this contract to go. Maybe, yeah. I mean, eventually I'll probably get the new one because taking pictures is something I like to do.
It's true. Looks like
the camera's supposed to be nice.
It's like a spider on the back with all those eyes.
Well, I ain't looking at the back of it. What do I care? I just want to, you look at the front, right? Who cares? Everyone's bitching about how, what it looks like. And I'm like, whatever. It looks like a fidget spinner.
It does. I like
but
that.
But I'm okay with that.
I just hate the iPhone. So there.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I like the bells and whistles. I like that my Siri could pretty much do everything but wipe my ass. Makes me happy.
And it should.
I don't get out often. So this is it.
I understand. I can tell you, the one thing that I say every time, and I swear this is every time that I am handed an iPhone to do something for someone, I say, where's the back button?
Yeah.
I think that is like a common thread in my iPhone existence. And I still don't, every time I forget. I'm like, how do you go back? How do you go forward? Where are things? Where is everything? But that's okay. I'm an Android. I am a Google phone user.
And I'm fancy.
Proud of it. Because it's not just an Android. It's a Google. What are they calling? I don't even know what they call them anymore. Pixels. Are they still Pixels? I think they're still Pixels.
I don't know.
They changed it to. I think they changed it to Pixel. Yeah, it was because it was like a Google. Yeah, it was the Nexus before. And now it's a Pixel.
That's all these fancy names.
I know. And phones that I just think it's amazing how they have got people hooked. Like every release, these people are dropping thousands of dollars they don't have.
I know. That's raising every both my hands. Time. Yes, that's me.
Every time. Do you usually get one every time? Are you pretty consistent?
This is the first time I'm waiting.
First time. Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. My son got the new one last year. I'm like, this 13-year-old's getting the new phone. And it's like, oh. And I was a little mad at first. I'm like, I should have that. That's nice. But then I didn't like what they were. I don't know. I was fine with my 8.
I have stayed because I got one and I stayed with it for, I think, 2 releases might be now. And I think they're going to Android. Probably Google's coming out with, of course, because every time it's the seasonal process. iPhone drops, then another Google phone drops. But they just released like a cheaper version and people were going crazy about that. But I've been happy. Usually it's like you get to that point for some reason. You don't even know why. You can't even explain it. But you're like, it's time for a new one, even though it's been a year. It's time for a new one. But this last one, I've had probably 2 to 3 years, and I'm happy with it.
Do you get software updates?
Yes. Yes, we do.
So it changes your operating system, and it's almost like a new phone every time that happens, right?
It does. Yeah, and that's what I felt about the, because it's the same Android platform, so. But after a while, they stopped giving you that, or you get the updates, but you don't get the new, brand new, fancy platform.
Right.
And I think there was just enough fancy platforms that it just really felt like, oh, I am missing out now. But they haven't updated it that much in years to feel differently.
I mean, it comes down to what you use it for.
This is true. It's true. Well,
That's the bottom line.
We all know that none of us are using our phones to talk on them.
No, bullshit. This is it. I talk to D. I don't talk to anybody.
That's how I, I've been operating that way forever. If you're not on my show, we don't talk. I used to think that's how that's the only thing I love about all the things that have changed is like the world has come into complete alignment with what I thought it should have been like 10 years ago. Because I was born saying, why don't we all just text? Why are we still calling each other? And they're like, no, that's unprofessional.
Right.
Now all the professionals are like, just text me. I'm terrified to answer the phone.
I go weeks without talking to I've been working for a company for 13 years. I've never spoken to a person there.
And that's how it should be.
And it's fine.
They're happy with you. You're happy with them. Nobody knows each other.
Emails. It's like, all right, it's fine.
I love that. I love that. That's how it should be. And I'm totally, totally for it. That is one thing that I've not gone back on, is that I'm not one of these people that say, oh, people need to call each other more.
Only if you appreciate that. Otherwise, you're just a nuisance.
Well, I do think in business, it is a great tactic now, because there are so many young professionals who are literally terrified of the phone.
Yeah, they don't have that skill.
And so if you do call them and you're in a negotiation or something, which is fabulous, and because then they don't know what to do, because they have to speak
right
without thinking or preparing. And I'm, you know, I'm a professional. Well,
how about person-to-person contact and in person?
Oh, Jesus.
People can't handle that. That's the one thing I am good at. The eye contact, the handshake, the smile. No one knows how to do that.
Exactly. That tells everything. When you shake their hand, you'll know. You know what's going to happen next. Uh-huh.
You don't
do this much, do you?
No. And I feel powerful. I'm like, ha 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 ha. The things I've achieved in my life to get to this point. Look at you.
Yes, I've learned how to communicate. Surprise. God.
Stupid things.
But I do like not talking to people. That's nice. Although I've become more of an outside person. As I always say, as the universe went into the internet, I came out of the internet.
I think it depends on what you do all day. If you're working with people all day, well, you're going to be into the internet at night.
True.
Too much real life contact during the day. I don't want it at night. I don't want to talk to people.
It is very draining. And maybe people have finally realized how draining it really is. I don't think they knew that before, because they had it all the time. But
Texting gets draining for me, but I'd also prefer to tweet. So like, I'm ignoring text, but I'm tweeting all damn night. So I can still say what I want to say without having to interact and give thought. To maintain a conversation. So I have a problem, obviously.
it's true. I mean, our president prefers the same. So.
No, I don't.
He doesn't have to talk to anybody either. He just tweets. Just tweets.
Put the information out there. Oh, gosh.
I enjoy Twitter. I've met people out there that tell me that they don't know me, so... They say, don't ever get on Twitter. You'll die.
Like, I love it. I enjoy it.
I especially love it when they say, you won't make it. I'm like, oh, bitch, I am a Twitterer.
Me too. It's where all my worlds collide, and I just don't care.
You're like the shining example of worlds colliding, and it just inspire me.
It's so hard. Really, Facebook, I cannot stand.
No, I can't. I can't anymore. In fact, I'm going to set up, if anyone's listening, I'm going to set up the Hootsuite or whatever, post.
Yes, yes, yes.
And actually, no, you can't do that anymore. But all I'm going to post on Facebook, however I'm going to post it, is going to be promo. That's it. I'm just going to continuously post links that Facebook will continuously hide from all of my friends. And I'm just going to stop. Because every time I go on, it's like checking on the people in the dungeon.
I know. Yeah. I have a group of friends that they're just there. And I try to go in and see what they're doing, but I can't always find them. They're not in my feed.
Exactly. And it's hiding people. And somebody, and I posted that, and, you know, 40 people liked it when I said, it hides my shit. And the people that argued and said, well, I have no problem with that. It's like, well, but you're posting crap.
You post shit regularly.
You post viral, popular clickbait, which Facebook loves. Because it's like, oh, 6 million people shared that piece of shit. So let's show everybody. But with me, it's like, oh, he's posting a link of a video that has like 2 views. And it's probably of himself. And we don't show that crap here.
I know. What do you think about the Facebook news? Facebook curating their own news.
Well, especially as it comes hand in hand with these hearings with the Zuck.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. That also feeds my fire, for I just cannot stand this platform.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I'm obsessed with Instagram, which is also a Facebook-owned thing. Right. So I have a...
And I had the same feeling yesterday. I saw somebody who said, you know, posted all the Zuckerberg stuff, the news stuff, and said, you've got to delete Facebook and Instagram. And I'm like, oh, well, you had me at Facebook, but...
I like the gram.
I really like the gram. The gram is everything I ever wanted.
It's not a perfect platform, but it's mine.
Exactly. It's how I've lived my life on the internet. I want to post pictures, and I want people to tell me I'm pretty.
I want to sit at your lunch table. Yeah. When I see a picture of you, I'm like, oh, I want to be with the cool kid.
I am so happy to finally be the cool kid.
You're the cool kid.
On the Instagram.
I'm, you know, the mom. And if I could fit into yoga pants, I'd be out there in them. And that's just my life.
I think the same of you. Anytime I see a life picture from Anne Marie.
A life picture?
I want to hang out with Anne Marie.
Aww.
In her life. Because it's got to be like this show.
And you're going to say, wow, what a shitty existence you have. And I'm going to say, you know, Dee, you're right. It's mine.
People don't give themselves enough credit. It's just like the doing, you know, the doing thing thing, or not doing enough thing.
I should document my day in stories. What do I do all day? And I'll just do like these little 10-second clips.
And people will love it. They will think it's the cat's pajamas.
People do, like, people that don't follow me. Like, I got hundreds of views on my stories. It's kind of funny.
That is.
I'm not sharing anything special there, and I get 300, 400 views. What's wrong with you people?
Wow. That is amazing. That is.
But it's not a professional account. I can't do the swipe up for a link and all that fancy stuff.
Yeah, I don't do the stories because they disappear, and I don't understand how something is so popular that disappears.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But it is. I mean, that's even in marketing, they're like, you've got to do the stories. I can't. It disappears.
That's the way I keep my Facebook people, you know, in my life, because they automatically share there and they think I'm active.
I see.
Oh, she's alive. Yes. Look at that.
She's alive. Yeah.
And I can occasionally share the post over there, but.
You have a fabulous life. It's just we live.
It's
the
okay.
Life.
It's just not, you know.
You're in it.
I,
you know.
You just. God damn it! You get old. It's like, what happened?
And that's the worst, because if you didn't think you were doing enough at 19 or 26,
like,
and then you're 40 and you can't do some of those things, and you think you can't do anything. And I saw a tweet the other day that comes to mind. Some guy had said on my feed, hello, if you're listening, which you're not.
Now
that we're on Spotify, everyone is listening.
Hey.
But he tweeted and he said, I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically like, you know, I'm really good at baking pastries, and he does like beautiful, you know, quality stuff. I can speak French pretty well. I can speak Chinese pretty well, and I'm at this top level position in this job, but really, you know, I'm just not good at anything. What is wrong with you people? I mean, if you can speak a little bit of a language, you can do something. Why you've got to be like, what is, that makes me think and wonder, what is quality to a person like that? Like, what would be the, I'm the expert of? Are you ever the expert of? You're not. I don't think you are.
Is it because we're so involved in our own, like, we're just in our own bubbles that we just get tired of what we do?
I think
so. We don't see the value anymore?
Yeah. I think it's a lot like when I don't post a picture of myself for a while. That means I haven't looked at myself for real for a while. And,
I'm the same.
and I'll come to, like, weeks go by and I'll be feeling like this fat slag, And I'll take a picture and I'll be like, well, damn, that's pretty nice. What's going on there?
Looking good.
But yet in within the meat suitcase, living within.
It's the like, meat suitcase. Where's the handle, Dean?
You don't want to know.
You got wheels? What's going on?
Yes, I'm one of those plastic meat suitcases with the wheels on the casters. Yes.
Oh, they also have the kind that has like the charger in it for your electronics.
There you go.
Just saying. Sorry yeah. to sidetrack you there.
But. If I was an Instagram influencer, I would have one of those suitcases with the chargers.
Oh, but you are.
But I'm, well.
All you have to do is say you are, and you are.
Oh, it's that world. Got it.
Why not?
It's true.
Let's own it. Let's do it.
Just own it.
I don't know who the hell we're influencing, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, and I do think about that sometimes because I think my feed could be looked at as one of those people where they're like, is this for real? Like, is this what they do? And I'm like, no, this really is what I do. Anything I post. So I'm not like one of these people that just like goes somewhere. I don't know. Those influencers that they're talking about that just fake it. And really, they're at home most of the year doing nothing.
Right.
And they had like
that's
one,
a skill.
Yeah, they had one vacation, and like that's the year's worth of Instagram photos, I guess. I don't
God.
See that. Yeah, I'm really am painting a lot, and I'm taking pictures, and they're all. I think there's only like three photos on my entire feed that are not mine. Like they might have been a meme or something, but. Any of those location photos, I really was somewhere.
And look at you.
And I'm not some flippin' jet-setting crazy person.
Living the life.
Oh, living the life. I'm getting caught up in the meat suitcase.
It's not a bad thing.
Because I do the same thing when I'm talking to people, when I'm introducing and going through the story. And they basically just graduated and worked and had a kid. And I'm like, well, I moved around all over and I do this radio show and I paint things. And
it's like a high school reunion. What do you say to everybody? What do you do? What information is worthy of sharing? Yes.
Although I have seen a meme about that lately where it's like when someone asks you what you do, you are allowed and it is okay to actually say what you like to do. Like I'm an artist instead of your boring job that nobody wants to hear about.
Okay.
I did appreciate that little factoid where it's like they're not really asking, you know, do you work at McDonald's? They really want to know like what do you do that you'd like to do if you could do it all the time. So I can't
you
say
think, I think they want to know what the hell you're doing so they can compare themselves. Come
this
on.
This is true. Like normal, yeah. In the normal bubble for sure.
I have a reunion coming up. I'm not sure if I'm going.
What year is it? What's the anniversary of?
You know, I got to do the freaking math. Oh, my God. 30 years? Holy shit.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. Dear God. That's awful.
Yeah, I could coming up on the 20, I think. God.
Shit. I mean, this is, oh God.
Isn't it?
But whatever.
Yet, but yet, you're fabulous. So.
Aw, thanks, Dee.
Happens
to be on a really shitty weekend. I'm not even sure if I could attend, but it's just like, you know, I did the 10 year and it was like, oh.
That's what you should live stream. You should go and I'll put you on the air and we can, interview people. What do you do?
Be kind of like a red carpet, but yes.
What do you do? Are you happy with that? Are you happy?
And then I'll compare the data to what you share on Facebook.
Yes.
And see if you're legit.
And we'll check your Instagram and see.
And if you're full of shit, we're calling you out on Coffee House.
Absolutely. I think I would do that at my reunion. It would be, are you happy and satisfied with the way your life has turned out?
You know, that's something you should ask, because it's something no one's expecting. Will you get an honest answer? Yes. They're going to bullshit. Oh, mm-hmm. yes, of course. And they go in their car and cry.
Yes. I'd be like, so, 30 years, what have you done?
I've done shit.
How'd that go?
I've been in the same dead-end job for how long?
Exactly. Where are you living? Oh, here. Okay. Yeah. Next to where you grew up? Ah.
Yep.
Ah.
I'm raising my hand again. Yep, that's me. Yep. Yep. I'm still here.
I'd be like, because I check off the list anytime I meet these normal people from way back when. I'm like, have you done porn? No. BDSM?
Oh, then forget it.
No.
We're out of here.
Exactly. Did you move to Hollywood? Did you try anything? No. Okay. All right. Well, the world needs all kinds. So I'm glad.
That's true.
I'm glad y'all stayed back home and procreated and whatnot. But I didn't.
We are thankful.
We are thankful.
Because we need you here.
Oh. And
we do.
If
you stayed on the East Coast, would you evolve into the same person you are? No, you wouldn't have.
No.
You'd be something else.
I'm reflecting deeply, which is which will cause dead air, but.
My ass should move the hell out of here so I can be somebody else. Who knows?
But didn't you grow up in like northern New York or something?
No, same area. I'm talking 5 minutes away.
Really? I didn't know
that.
Oh my god. I'm bashing you without even knowing it.
I chose to stay here. Please. You know what I did? I took the shortcut. I married someone who was born elsewhere.
Yes.
That was my...
Yeah. See, but that's a good example of like how you can make that work.
I was a lazy shit. And I'll just bring the other world to me without me having to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I was very ambitious. I'm like, not only am I moving to the West Coast, but I'm going to import all of my friends and lovers and husbands. I'm going to bring y'alls over here to me.
Y'all. I like where I am. Where I'm living now, it's always been changing. I like being in there.
I think it's different if you're in
moved out.
If you're in a city or near a city, I think it's different than when you're literally backwoods Pennsylvania nothingness.
Oh, I agree. I think it is different.
Yeah.
I mean, you always have a changing population. Something going on.
Yeah, at least you might not have changed your physical location, but the physical location changes and grows, and it's never the same city.
I moved far away just enough that I'm not near the pompous shit that was surrounding my life growing up.
Yes. Yeah, I just feel for like the people that literally they never, you know, they were like my poor lovely parents who didn't travel. They didn't travel outside of the state or get on a plane, you know, until they were like 50s, 60s. It was very...
That's a big deal, yeah.
It is a big deal. I mean, they had like one honeymoon at a Disney World or something where they did fly away, but they didn't know that this world was out there until they birthed this crazy person.
But this is most of our country. You figured it out.
Exactly. And that's why they are the way they are. They just don't understand. They've never met anyone different. They think literally every place is the same because that's what they're told.
Right.
Especially if you grew up poor. That's all you hear to make you feel better is don't worry about it. Everywhere sucks. There's nothing different out there. You stay right here, honey. You work at the gas station.
That's what we're all doing.
Exactly.
Shit. That's true.
Just don't go to Las Vegas. Don't go to LA. Don't go to San Diego. You might see that it's like, you know, nice.
Just a little different.
Where the people aren't, you know, dragging others chained up behind their pick-em up trucks.
Oh, God. Jesus. Yeah. Shit.
We are influencers and we don't even know it. But I do love the gram. And I don't think I could pull the plug on Facebook now. I totally could. Not on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm not liking it. I'm trying to be there, but it's just, I don't enjoy it.
And I hate this mentality of, everyone says, I want to get rid of it, but, what about? And it's like, well, that's the point. You need to find how to communicate outside of this place, but yet you're not. And you're too disorganized to do so because you're terrified that you're going to have to keep notes on when someone's birthday is. Or actually write them an email or a letter.
I had that happen, a birthday on Facebook, and I should have seen it. Oh, you're always on there. Why didn't you see it? You didn't wish me a happy birthday. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I am on the fence with wishing everyone a happy birthday. And I hate to offend.
It's tedious, and you know, you don't always fucking see it. It's just how it is, guys.
Yeah.
Top noogies. And you know what? You're going to go by how people like you based on what the hell they're writing on your freaking social media wall. We got a problem.
That's true. And if I wished you happy birthday and I didn't wish someone else a happy birthday, that doesn't mean anything. Like, I didn't do it on purpose.
It means you don't like them.
Apparently, that's what they think.
Oh, God. How did it get this way? You post a picture and someone's got more likes than you. Therefore, they're better than you.
I'm just thinking of my my grandmother with her address book of birthdays and her box of Hallmark generic cards.
Yes, that she bought on sale.
Yes. And you got to look at the address book, whose birthday that is. Then you got to go through the box and see what's going on. See what photo to, or what card to choose. I'm not that person. And Facebook, unfortunately, has made people more of that person. However, you still can't get everybody.
There's more angst. It's too much drama for
causing
me.
Causing the angst. But I just had a...
It's more than, you know, leisurely picking the card. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't deal
with this. And speaking of...
Where's that chicken sound? Remember that?
Yes. Got to bring back the chicken sound.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Well, I was going to smoothly connect this with my...
Not with me!
No. With my private conversation, the latest show, with Ada Selena.
Yes.
Another one of our fabulous Four Culture artists. But we had a good conversation about this same thing. And she pulled the plug on all social media, but then came back. And apparently that helped make it a little better.
Maybe she needed the break. Was it her that needed the break did. Or just...
I think she needed like the break and the disconnection and then a fresh start. I like what we came up with there where, you know, by canceling Instagram or Facebook, you're more so really hurting yourself instead of everybody else or the actual service. And there should be a better way to communicate. Maybe we're coming up with that in the next... The roaring 20s, I believe, will be much better for the internet. And more choices and selections will be available for us to somehow keep better in contact without this flippin' Facebook thing. But in the meantime, we shouldn't toss it out.
It became the norm. I mean, I'm going back to what it used to be for me in the beginning. Just stay in touch with your close family, friends that aren't around you. Yeah. I shouldn't give a shit that I just saw you this morning and I gotta be in your business.
didn't we just see each other?
And that's my fault because I friggin' friended you so we could bring you in the business. No, shouldn't be.
That's true. Yeah, my Facebook is now just... totally privatized. It's friends only. I pared back the list to only people that I actually knew. And even that's still a little too big.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to just do it to the people that I know and love. And this is a terrible topic, but...
I'm listening.
Because there are terrible things to say about this, but there are some people on there that I'd really just like to just disconnect from.
I think that always happens. Yeah. But you put them on your list that you don't always post to. And
I need to make a list. Yeah.
I've got a few lists on there, and I just post to certain lists.
I've never done the list thing. I do find it something popped up recently that I loved, and even with my pairing back of people, I still feel that some people who add you on Facebook are not friends, they're security surveillance cameras.
Absolutely.
And I still feel I have a few surveillance cameras on my...
Or they see you as an obligation.
Yes.
And I have a lot of that because of my PTA shit. I have to be friends with her.
Exactly. That's amazing.
Then they find out how batshit crazy I am. Woohoo! Yeah! You don't know.
Take this. Take this. Well, as you know, I'm kind of going through this process in my life where I'm kind of like combining identities and getting more out there with, you know, I am who I am. And there it is.
We should all do that. I'm trying to do that. It's hard.
It is. And that's where I am right now. The hardest part, it's like it wasn't the preferences. It wasn't the gender or the transvestitism or the makeup or the art. But I think the opinion is going to be a little difficult when it comes.
That's always the difficult part, I think. That's always the hardest.
And if anyone does actually listen or read, which as we've decided, people don't usually. Or not listen enough, but if anyone actually does, I think some people will, of course, take it completely out of context and misread.
Yeah.
Misread.
Always. Always.
And when you've got 23 years, I just counted the other day.
23, huh?
23 years worth of stuff. Out there somewhere. If someone really wants to go back and listen to, you know, the Fabulous D Show in 2006 or something, I am certain that they can find something that I do not believe in today.
But that's the beauty of being human.
That's kind of what we're here for.
Your experiences change who you are, and your experiences change your thoughts, and that's okay. I think the big problem is we can't admit that.
And we really need to. That's one place I really wish we could.
It's okay to admit you made a mistake. It's okay to admit that you just, I changed my opinion on that. It's okay.
And that you really can be raised wrong or mistaken. And there are things that, these are the things that changes. Because you grow up and you find out, oh, that wasn't true. And people aren't always awesome in the hick town. And Vegas and San Diego are better.
because I said so.
There's an article in the paper the other day. I don't know if it was here or I think it was like Texas or New Mexico or something. There was a student who, she was valedictorian or something amazing, you know, has done really well and was really liked by everyone. And somebody dug up a tweet from when she was like 12. She was 12 or something. And she used the N-word and sounded a bit racist. A bit.
Okay.
And she put out a statement immediately responding that she was 12 and raised in a racist household. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it was. And that's the language that she had.
And she just admitted that she's a flawed human.
Exactly. Who grew up.
Something that no one else could admit, right? Yeah,
apparently. Because we're of some sort of mistaken place right now where we think that we're just born and got to be good from there.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, at 17, we're getting ready to vote, register to vote in high school. I was a registered Republican because that's what my family was. Right.
Exactly.
See? And then I had all these views, and then all of a sudden, and then I changed based on my experiences. But you could dig and find, holy shit. Look at her.
Look at her.
Look at that. And even then, my views don't fit in a box. So it's like, what are you going to do with me? I don't know.
I think about my old defunct book that's no longer in publication, titled "It's So Hot, Can I Please Come Out Now?" and it was full.
That's a great title.
It really was, and it had a severed hand on the front. My severed hand, actually.
Wow!
It was the darkest and most embarrassing book I've ever put out, but it was a
why. What makes it dark and embarrassing?
Because it was a combination, a collection of blogs and journal entries and columns that I had written throughout like 97 to maybe like 05 or something. And it was negative. Like that was the entire point was
That's where you are. That's where you were.
That was where I were. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that's a negative thing.
It's not, but that would be, I mean, I'm sure that anything in there could easily be read and mistaken as, I would see it as just some naive teenager who didn't think of all the things, but others, they just, you know, rip out a page from there and they're like, see, just he's stupid, but nobody takes the context into context.
Of course not.
We've all
everybody's just so quick to smash you down.
Exactly. And apologize for that. Well, yes, we're all sorry for being something we didn't know at the time.
I guess, you know.
I'm sorry we had to grow up. We do. We did. We are fabulous.
And in 10 years' time, we'll be other people. We're going to change and be something
completely
else.
Completely other people. I can't wait for what the Roaring Twenties has in store.
Who knows?
For us and everyone. Because now we're on Spotify.
That's exciting. That is just exciting. Saying.
So follow us on Spotify. Look up The Coffee House. That's KAUFEE.
That's right.
Haas. Get with it, people. Get with the program.
Do it.
It's been fun.
Do it.
Thank you for this little
fun.
Dip of coffee.
I enjoyed it.
As did I. Perhaps we'll see each other next weekend.
That would be lovely.
That'd be lovely. Oh, daylight savings time is tomorrow or tonight.
Shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan.
I'm fine with going back. I'll go back.
It's springing forward's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I've always maintained springing forward.
Stop. We have to drive at night now. It's going to be dark at 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's right.
Stop everything.
You're screwed.
We don't like this.
I'm sorry. I can't drive at night anymore. I can't drive at night anymore. Where did I put my bifocals?
That's just depressing.
It's so depressing, but we love everyone here in the coffee house. And until next time.
It was nice.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Happy trails to you.
Happy trails. And Merry Christmas.
Merry friggin' Christmas. I'm so happy.
We'll be back Hallelujah. With more of that. Hallelujah.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. Fourculture.com.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
JuicedTalk.com and go to Spotify. You can listen to us there. We love you all, and I love you.
Mwah.
And we'll be back next time with more.
More.
Bye.
More. Adios.
For more shows by the artist Ian and Anne Marie, go to JuicedTalk.com. That's JUICED Talk.com. And for more art, be sure to visit 4culture.com.